insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 151st and 2nd verses of Chapter Shu'ara.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ولا تطيعوا أمر المسرفين.
And do not obey the order of the transgressors.
الذين يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون.
Who cause corruption in the land and do not amend.
So the verse says, ولا تطيعوا أمر المسرفين. And the next one, الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ And do not obey the bidding of the extravagant, those who make mischief in the earth and amend not, وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ So these are how the words of their prophet continued. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ أَطِيعُونَ Then be in awe of Allah and obey me after he criticized them. And he continues, وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ Do not obey the bidding of the extravagant, الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ He tries to explain who truly these musrifin are, these extravagant ones, الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Those who make mischief on the earth, وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ They do not rectify, they amend not. Of course, we know that extravagance is the same as exceeding the limits of law. Different laws, law of creation, law of religion. And this is also clear for all that in a correct system, any exceeding the limit causes corruption and destruction for other parts. In other words, the origin of corruption is extravagance. And the consequence of extravagance is mischief. Of course, it should be noted that extravagance has a pretty vast meaning. Sometimes it is used in simple issues like eating and drinking. Sometimes it is in judgment and judiciary arbitration, which leads to falsehood. And sometimes it is in one's beliefs, which leads to doubt and skepticism, as it is in chapter Ghafir, where the words Musrif and Murtab have come together. Sometimes it has also been used in the sense of self-superiority, arrogance, and exploitation, as it is used in chapter Dukhan, where the Holy Quran says about Pharaoh, surely he was haughty and of the extravagant. And finally, sometimes it has been applied to any sin and fault, as it is used in chapter Zumar, where the Holy Quran says, Oh, my servants, who have acted extravagantly against their own selves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Surely Allah forgives the faults altogether. Surely He is the forgiving, the merciful. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. So this is the importance of the meaning of extravagance and its different implications.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So we explained the meaning of extravagance. Now, the verse says, لَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Let's have a look at this verse alone. So, in the previous verses, as you were with us, we had a look at what the Prophet Saleh told them. At the end, he said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Now you need to obey me. You need to be in awe of Allah and obey me. And now he says, وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. These two things must be together. Loving someone in accordance with negating the others. This is exactly as the concept of belief in the Almighty Allah and negating belief in any other thing. La ilaha illallah. Both together. So you need to ati'un, obey me, and at the same time, la tuti'u amra al-musrifin. So anyway, the one who is from among the extravagant ones is not qualified to lead one country or one nation or society. And that's why their prophet tells them, لا تطيعوا أمر المسرفين. These people are not qualified to be your leaders. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. There are other points to be discussed regarding these two verses, which we will, God willing, mention in the next episodes. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.